This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Friendly radio, that's what this is, with friendly voices. Monday, the 29th of August, my voice belongs to me. How about them apples? Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen at the controls, focusing on, well, for a while, let's take some time to see where we are in the presidential race, shall we? A lot of the polls showing Mrs. Clinton maintaining a sizable lead over Donald Trump. A lot of the Democrats say, we're going to win big. It's going to be a landslide. You Republicans are going to get wiped out. Really? You think that's the case? If Trump does lose, many are hoping that at least the Republicans are hoping he'll go away. I don't see Trump going away, do you? His ties to Roger Ailes, who is now advising him, and the hiring of the fellow that used to run Breitbart, I'm guessing there's a little something going on behind the scenes, you know what I mean? There's a report in Vanity Fair that suggests that his end game was never to win the presidential office, but to start a media outlet of his own. How about that, boys and girls? What will happen if he does that? I guess maybe the other question is, what happens to the Republican Party? What a sham. It's a mess. Kind of reminds me of the community in which I live. No leadership. There is no leadership in the Republican Party. Really not much leadership in the Democratic Party. And as I've said hundreds of times, there's really no leadership anywhere. Where do you see, in any aspect of your life or our lives, good, solid leadership? Are you a leader or are you a follower? If you like Trump, are you following his message, or are you just following sort of the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
so frustrated with politics in general if he were, say, not running to seriously, you know, become president, but just to start a media company? Does that make people angrier, or do they just,
think of it as a
Donald Trump thing? Or
think about the state of media. Look at what you do. Everything around you is media. Look at your devices and how you spend your time. You're looking at pictures, you're looking at video, you're moved by incidents, pictures. The picture of Anthony Weiner that popped up over the weekend. Did you see that? You don't remember Anthony Weiner? Anthony Weiner was the disgraced congressman from New York whose wife is second lieutenant in the Hillary Clinton campaign. He's been very close to her for a long time. That has nothing to do with anything. It's kind of like going to, if I can, as an aside, make a reference to what was going on during the Olympics when these women were doing fabulously well and they happened to be married to or the brother of or in the family of some male athlete. The news media focused on the male athlete and not what the woman is doing. So in this case, the woman who runs Hillary Clinton's campaign's husband is a lech. He's kind of a sexual predator. He's a sick guy. And so now popping up on the screens of lots of people are pictures of him naked with his baby boy, and he's fooling around, or he's having some sort of online thing with some 40-year-old woman, that kind of stuff. So that's what people are talking about or are focused on, not on Hillary Clinton. And by the way, it has nothing to do with Hillary Clinton's campaign, other than Wiener's probably going to vote for her. That's about the only relative value that it has. But because what I'm saying, the point I'm making is that was the conversation of the weekend. Look at that picture of Anthony Weiner. Wow! What's that going to do with anything? How does that make your life better or worse? It doesn't do anything for you, but yet that's what people are talking about.
How do you make that mistake twice?
He's a stupid, misogynist jerk, and he's sick, and he doesn't get it. Whatever it is,
he's obviously not getting something.
Yeah, you may be right about that. And there's something to be said, but I won't say it. Okay, so anyway, you said, what about disenfranchised voters? What about Gary Johnson? Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate, says he could still be president. He's qualifying for the first presidential debate. Got his sights set on that, which is the last Sunday, I think, isn't it? Or Monday in September, about a month from now, at Hofstra University. He made it clear that he thinks he can do much more that is not predictable, which is cool.
Yeah, I will be interested to see that. That makes me more interested in watching the debates.
Yeah.
And I'll be interested to see how he handles it, because I feel like he has more to gain than the other two candidates. So, you know, I imagine he will probably take it much more seriously than the other two.
And if he's smart, he won't talk about them. He'll talk about himself.
Exactly. Because I can imagine, I mean, the two of them for the past few months have just been going back and forth about each other.
Yeah.
Which I don't really care about. I want to hear what they have to offer me, not what they have to say about the other person. Mm-hmm. So I can imagine the two of them going after each other and him standing in the middle.
Childish,
you know,
is how I would describe
thing, so.
What's going on between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump and each of them and their the stroking of their egos. So anyway, Chris Wallace had the interview with Gary Johnson. And he said, quote, you know how crazy this election cycle is? I might be the next president. You know that, right? And I wouldn't argue with him. The stranger things have happened. It's a steep climb, but so is Donald Trump. There are 16 Republican bodies along the roadside to, and that just shows you that these people are so out of touch. They don't realize how people are disenfranchised. They don't understand what the political reality is. So the Democrats are crowing, we're going to have a big election victory. No, they aren't. If they do win, it'll be short-lived because they don't have anybody there that's a leader. I'm telling you, those of you who don't realize how really good the running mate, Gary Johnson's okay, but Bill Weld, who's the vice presidential candidate as a Libertarian, is superb leader. Smart, really aimed his target at the most important things that affect people. Here's the rolling average from Real Clear Politics polling over the weekend. Johnson, 8%. Hillary Clinton, 42%. Trump, 38%. Jill Stein, 3%. So if he gets to the debate, and he ought to be in the debate, see, that's where all this starts. The upset starts with the arrogance of these people who say, well, we're going to only put you in there if you have 15%. Well, who left you in charge? I want to see these people. So what do we do? Maybe I should have my own debate here on the radio. What do you think? Maybe this program's not about politics, but wow. Okay. That's something to think about. All right, 14 after the hour. That's something to think about. And already we're into the last few days of August. That's something else to think about.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
Ah, there's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
All right, we have 18 at the hour, 888-302-3684. Connects, we have the continuing conversation on Twitter. A lot of people just want to sort of be heard as far as the election. I think this Gary Johnson thing may change the color of the election. I really do think and hope they're going to have something that stimulates us anyway to be a little more focused on issues. Anyway, there's a lot of discussion today about the storms. We're into the end of August, September, early October, next 6 weeks or so, hurricane season. Tropical depression forming off the East Coast could hit the Outer Banks as a tropical storm by tomorrow. Separate system threatens part of the Gulf Coast. Man, can you imagine with all of the mess from the floods in Louisiana if they get a hurricane? Woof. It's labeled Tropical Depression 8 so far. May develop into Hurricane Hermine. Is it Hermine? Hermine? How do you pronounce that? It's H-E-R-M-I-N-E. It's Hermine. Why does it make a difference?
Wait, what is this from?
This is the tropical storm maybe developing into a hurricane called Hermine.
How do you spell it? Hermine. It sounds like...
H-E-R-M-I-N-E. That's a woman.
I guess so, yeah. Hermine.
Never heard that name before?
No, it sounds like Hermione from Harry Potter.
Oh.
Without a vowel.
Yeah.
It's missing
right.
An O.
Yeah, right. Okay. See, there's your reference to a literature character. Here's a literary character. 400 miles southeast of Cape Hatteras at the moment. Winds at 35 miles an hour. Showers, thunderstorms, rough surf will be, let's see, by the time we get to tomorrow this time, the Carolinas are going to have a rough time of it weather-wise. The Gulf Coast impacts from this as well. Wowie zowie. Okay, 2020 news quiz question time. Everybody ready for this? One of the largest airports in our country, in fact, one of the largest airports in the world, was shut down yesterday because of a false report of gunfire. Which airport are we talking about? 888-302-3684 for a swell prize. What airport, an American airport, was shut down yesterday because of a false report of gunfire? The people were running out onto the tarmac, out onto the street. What a mess. Chaos. Which airport are we talking about? 888-302-3684 to stimulate people, have the conversation. 888-302-DOUG. It is time for stimulation. We always need stimulation, right? And conversation together. 21 after the hour.
Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Best-selling album, Out of Time, from 1991, in three different configurations to celebrate the 25th anniversary of their first chart topper. Out of Time marked a new level of success for this college group. They started college.
They were from Rockville, Georgia.
Yeah.
One of their early songs was Don't Go Back to Rockville, which is a great song. But they played all the college, all the colleges down in the South, and that's really how they got a fan base.
Yeah.
Hardcore touring, yeah.
So, how many big songs? Orange Crush is one of them. Stand is another one. They were both in Out of Time. The album itself was a career changer for this group. Losing My Religion is my favorite R.E.M. song.
Yeah,
and I think that was the biggest regular pop song. Here it is. Listen to this. Crank this up, Gary.
Oh no, I've said too much. I haven't said enough. I thought that I heard you laughing. I thought that I heard you sing.
The success of this song helped to push Out of Time to the top of the Billboard charts. Got three Grammys out of it, too, that year. Best Alternative Music Performance, Best Pop Performance by a Duo or Group, for the vocal and Best Music Video.
The video was so simple, but I remember when I was a kid watching it, it was so artistic and so well done and just so simple. It was basically just Michael Stipe in this sort of abandoned room with a very cool little spot. Like swinging above above his head.
Yeah.
Visually, it was really, it was very cool. These guys were so far ahead of everyone else.
A lot can be said with little, oftentimes, especially if you're using a video. This is what the old picture's worth, 1,000 words.
Yeah.
Anyway, this song has sold 4.5 million copies. Let's see, they've been apart since 2011, so are they getting back together again? Is that why they're doing this 25th anniversary to go on tour?
You know, it's a good question. They've all kind of gone on to do their own things. Michael Stipe has pretty much stayed out of the public eye. He travels a lot. He writes a lot of travel blogs. His favorite thing is to just sit in a local pub somewhere in Europe and no one knows who he is, and he just loves that.
Yeah.
And he often writes about that,
Like Whitey Bulger used to do in Los Angeles.
Well, yeah. Okay, I'm sure there are a lot of people who really do enjoy that.
Yeah, right. Dolly Parton, musically, well, she's actually quite an accomplished actress as well as being a fabulous singer. She's gotten a lot of laughs over the years with her stories about the town prostitute when she was growing up. She's going to play one in a new Christmas movie. She announced this week that she will play the prostitute in her second made-for-TV movie biopic called Christmas of Many Colors, Circle of Love. She said, when I was small, I patterned my look after the town trollop. I thought that she was the most beautiful thing because she had all that makeup, all that hair, all that tight clothing, everything I wanted. So why not play the painted lady, which is what's going to happen. This is a true story. The Christmas of Many Colors, Circle of Love, about Parton and her childhood, which will be on the air November 30th. We're already talking about Christmas shows. Can you imagine that?
I know.
So it's a sequel to Coat of Many Colors, which aired last Christmas. Big
ratings. Yeah.
So NBC wants to, why not? Let's do it again. They're not that creative. So let's do it again. All right, 28 past the hour. Many colors that my mama made. This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com to order.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Any Joe Schmo knows GEICO will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at GEICO.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy GEICO mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and 2 thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert Network Reputation Analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
In the air. All right, let's get to the 2020 news quiz question. I handle this differently at different times, but normally the idea is to get the question in the air by 20 minutes after the hour so we can get a question answered, the question answered before 20 minutes before the next hour. So it gives us a way to get some focus on yet another story in depth. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen, and a welcome to, whoops, hit the wrong line here, Scott in Florida. How do you do, sir?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing well, and how about with you?
Doing fantastic. Heading to work.
All right, so what's the fate of your area with the storm that's headed up the coast? What are the weather people saying is going to happen to north-central Florida?
Just little bit of rain. Nothing too bad.
So it'll be, it sort of sounds to me as I was wrapping myself around that a few minutes ago, another one of these news media things. Okay, let's scare everybody. Let's make them all afraid. Wow, look out. It's going to be, it's a, okay, it's, so it's rain.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little wind. All right. So, speaking of the news media, man, did they grab onto this story yesterday? False report of a gunman at what airport?
LAX.
LAX. Ever been there?
No.
Yeah, it's a fabulous. Do you? How much do you travel? Do you get around much, or are you pretty much close to home, Scott?
I'm pretty much close to home. Once in a while, I go somewhere.
Yeah, I have a home in California. If you listen to me with regularity, you know that, and I'm back and forth a lot. And I find LAX to be about as easy and workable an airport situation as I find in this country. So when I look at these reports and think about how the corridors are wide, you have lots of people going down them all the time, I can see people running out all over the place and certainly caused a major delay at the airport. So you are correct. By the way, the report said the person that shot the gun was wearing a Zorro costume. Did you ever watch Zorro as a kid?
Yes, I used to.
Out of the night, when the full moon is bright, came a horseman known as Zorro. All right, Sky, did a good job. Hold on just a second. We'll get your name and send you a swell prize, which will be, in this case, the story that came from Maria Trilogy, these enlightening essays in a book called Life is Good When You Do the Work. You can focus on yourself, see yourself in a lot of these things, and get a whole lot out of this reading. So it's a special thing that I send with love to everybody who wins. Yeah, the LAX thing, the panic. You can imagine any one point in the day, there are 40, 50,000 people at this airport. It's a huge, huge airport, loud noises. So the police are still trying to find out what actually happened. Could have been one of the little trucks on the tarmac that backfired. And then there was the rumor about the guy in the Zorro uniform. But people rushed out of the terminals onto the sidewalk, plugged up the roadway, tarmac. The mess of these terminals that were shut down. The roads were closed. Flights were flying around the airport. They couldn't get on the ground. I think last night by 11 o'clock or so, things were back, not to normal. Cause, well, it'll take them all night to straighten that mess out, I'm going to guess. Maybe by this morning, the situation will be straightened out. But the security lines, this is back to what we were talking about, Kara, a few minutes ago. Social media and the visualization of what was going on the sidewalks and on the streets. Police had their rifles out. They stormed the terminals. People just standing out on the tarmac, bags all over the place. Can you imagine what mayhem this thing? People trying to find, they ran away from their bags. Yeah, there are going to be hundreds of people who just, there was a guy running around outside said that there was a shooter. One person. That was it. Police officers leading passengers out of the terminal, out into the parking lots, which are way down at the other end of the airport. There were people that were there for an hour and a half, 2 hours, didn't know what was going on. It's kind of interesting when you think about it, the visualization of normal, everyday folks out on the tarmac. You don't see that anywhere. Imagine, though, putting yourself in that situation. I can easily see what would happen.
Well, yeah, it's interesting to think about what you would do in the situation, because obviously it seems kind of, you know, ridiculous that all of this happened because there was a noise at the airport. But a few years ago, I went to 4th of July in downtown Baltimore, which I don't normally go into the city for because, you know, every small town has their own fireworks.
Yeah.
But we went to go with my sisters, and as we were walking down to the harbor, there were, it was a couple hours until the fireworks were going to start, but there were a few, just like a quick succession of bangs.
Mm-hmm.
And we were a little bit far away, but we had a little kid with us, and all of a sudden everybody just started like sprinting towards us. And in that situation, what do you do? I mean, we had to get out of the way of the other people.
Mm-hmm.
But you're kind of reliant on those people who are on, you know, the first people to witness what was going on and trust that, okay, something bad is happening. Let's go with what the rest of the people are doing. And there's been numerous situations like this, or there was one at a military base a few months ago, wasn't there, where someone called
yep.
and reported the shooting and
yes.
it was locked down
four or
all
five
day.
Months ago. Yep. Yep.
And then it didn't end up being anything. So it's one of those things where I can't blame the rest of the people for how they react to it, because obviously you want to take your safety and other people's safety first. But I don't know. I think the people who report it have to be a little bit more.
It's a strange world we live in, Master Jack. A strange
world.
We're
definitely more prone to panicking about something like that.
Speaking of that, Chicago over the weekend, there are, you know, every weekend is like a murder, mayhem, and monstrosities in Chicago. Police charged a couple of guys over the weekend with deep gang ties. They charged them with the murder of the cousin of Dwayne Wade, a Bulls football player.
Basketball.
Yeah, right. The Bulls are close. Yeah, that's right. Right. I was just thinking about the fact that here we have more attention being given to the death of this guy just because he's a cousin of a basketball star, which thoroughly annoys me.
Well, I think the reason why people are paying attention to it more is because I believe Donald Trump pulled it into the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't read all the stories about it, but
yeah,
I mean, it is annoying. Yeah, Dwayne Wade he was on the Miami Heat with LeBron James before they both went to different teams, so they were part of a really big team that did really well, and I guess that's why he's super well known. But yeah, why?
What's that got to do with this?
Exactly.
Nothing.
Yeah,
it's another one of those stories. Like, here we are pulling the husband's name of some football player in Chicago because his wife was doing a great job at the Olympics. It's that kind of nonsense and immaturity that makes people have less belief in the credibility of any news story. Anyway, this is the story of Nakia Aldridge, a mother of four, pushing a baby stroller in the south side. She was shot. Police said she was not the intended target. Child wasn't hurt. Police say two brothers who are charged in the shooting were both on parole and affiliated with a gang called the Disciples. So here we have more, again, murder and mayhem. The suspects were targeted for they were angry because they didn't like the way some guy looked at him as he drove past him. And this is the kind of, this is the craziness. These people should be put into a cage and left there.
But that's the thing that's most frustrating, is that they were both in jail, and then they were both released. And then this is 2 weeks after he was just released from prison, and he did this. So it just goes to show, I don't know if putting people in a cave does anything unless you keep them there for their entire life, which you can't really...
Psychologically, they should examine these people and find out what they're all about, really seriously.
I think this just goes to show one of the biggest issues with our prison system is it doesn't do
work.
Anything.
No, doesn't.
Unless you're going to put literally everyone away for an entire life sentence, which is not going to happen, obviously no one wants to pay for that, then you have to find a way to actually... You know, rehabilitate people.
Is that our obligation as a society?
To rehabilitate people?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what other choice we have.
Eliminate them.
I don't think that's our choice to make.
It's a
court's decision, and obviously they've decided not to kill these people. I don't think it's our choice to kill whatever people we feel like it, just because we think they might be a menace to society.
Well, but what we're doing is creating a situation where there's so many out of control people, for whatever the reason, the drugs that are available, the lack of anyone feeling connected to family or friends. We just have a bunch of monsters that have a brain and they look like they're humans, but they really aren't. That's the sad reality is we are creating a subclass of species that are objectionable to most everybody, and they're just walking around grabbing guns, whatever they can.
But I would say that our jail system doesn't do anything. I think it makes it worse.
It's,
I don't think it makes it better. And so
part
I think
of
that
what
that
we're creating is this subculture of people who are continuing the crimes that they get started with when they're younger. They just live their whole life that way.
And so that's why I think we actively need to do something to work to change that system, because realistically, I'm trying to think of an actual solution, and killing people and eliminating them is not going to happen.
No, well, nothing that we're doing is working. That's food for thought. 45 past the hour, and good day.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said. But it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. That's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn? Well, it's not going to be your turn. Because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with the flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, I'm Paul. I used to ask if you could hear me now with Verizon, but I switched to Sprint. Sprint's network reliability is now within 1% of Verizon. Plus, Sprint changed the game again with their new unlimited data plan that gives you the freedom to do whatever.
Wow, unlimited data?
Yep.
I watch dog videos, cat videos, dogs with cats videos. No overages, no worries.
People seem pretty excited.
Ooh, and I play puzzle games and candy things and text, ping, post, snap, tweet, IMDM. Hashtag best unlimited on the planet.
Can you hear that? So, switch to Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan. Get unlimited mobile-optimized streaming videos, gaming, music, and data for $60 a month. Live your life unlimited. Live free. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/freedom, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Coverage and offer not everywhere for discounted phones subject to credit and $30 activation fees. List taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Streaming may be mobile-optimized with video up to 480p and music up to 500 kilobytes per second. Games limited up to 2 megabytes per second. Prohibited network use rules apply, and data deprioritization during congestion. Reliability claim based on third-party data restrictions apply.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, as long as we're talking about the Chicago Police Department, some new data out this week showing a decline in recent years in the number of incidents in which police fired their weapons. The data released by the Chicago Trib over the weekend, which submitted multiple requests. The public information, I was just looking, nosing around here, requests for information. You know, you have the government will try to keep information from getting to be public. A freedom of information request in this circumstance costs almost $1 million to get so that these people could publish the information that we're talking about here. Can you imagine that? $1 million to see what's going on with the Chicago police force. It's 10 minutes for the hour.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Responsible for all those Chicken Soup for the Soul books, Amy Newhart. Newhart. There isn't a Bob. I bet you, Amy, from time to time people do that. Amy Newmark is the lady's name. And I bet every once in a while people don't look carefully at your name and they say, like Bob Newhart, Amy Newhart, right? Or am I the only one who's ever done that?
No, you're absolutely right. I remember when there was that Newmark and Lewis electronics chain in the New York area. Yeah. And I went in there and they wrote my name down as Newark, like Newark, New Jersey. And I said, I'm in a store called Newmark and Lewis and you can't spell Newmark. They went out of business.
Yeah, that was the, and that's why. Right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, so Amy has focused. There's a book called Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Gratitude. This is one of my big things, along with understanding the power of prayer and meditation and stuff. If you are grateful for what you have in life, then your life will be different. It will change your life. I agree with you. So let's talk about that power in a moment here on Good Day.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients?
Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go.
And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store at staples.com for details.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so the Chicken Soup for the Soul books, you can find them as podcasts, or our conversations here, actually. iTunes has it, Stitcher has it, TuneIn Radio has it, DougStefan.com has it, Blog Talk Radio has it. I'm grateful for that. I have found, Amy Newmark, that gratitude has changed my life in many ways, and I've always sort of been grateful, but I didn't realize that I was focusing on it. And then, you know, you sort of look at conventional wisdom, and a lot of people say there's such great energy associated with being grateful. Thank you for this, that, or the other thing. It carries with it more power than you realize, doesn't it?
It does, and there's been a lot of scientific research done on this where they have proven that people who actively see the blessings in their lives are happier, they're actually healthier, and they have much better relationships at home and at work. They're just more successful at life. But you don't have to be born that way. I was born that way. It sounds like you were born that way. But some people
are
born...
No, I wasn't. No, I came to it of late. I was, I've never been very good at saying thank you. I've been pretty good at saying I'm sorry, but I've never been very good at saying thank you.
Well, no, the cool thing is you can learn it, and maybe you did. And what I found when we put together this Power of Gratitude book is that there are lots of different ways that people, even if they're rather curmudgeonly, they're always grumpy, they're always looking at the negative side, they can turn themselves into people who use the Power of Gratitude, and it doesn't take that long to become a naturally grateful person. And so I see hundreds of stories every year from people about how their lives have been transformed. They'll keep a gratitude list. They'll keep a gratitude journal. Yep. They'll have a party for all the people they want to thank each year. As long as they're
great
mindful,
idea, that is.
That's it works.
That's a great idea.
Having a gratitude party is such a cool idea because then all year long you're thinking about your guest list and you're actively looking for the people in your life who you want to thank.
That's and how great your guests must feel.
Oh,
I mean,
God,
that's the best.
Great.
That's the best way to be a hostess, right? Or a host.
Yeah.
That's
fabulous. This woman made badges for her guests, and everybody had to guess from the clues what the guest did for her.
Oh,
that's very
great.
Cool.
All right, so the stories are all in Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Gratitude. Amy Newmark compiling inspirational and aspirational true stories in all of these great books. Thank you, Amy. It's 59 past the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.